Can you hear that? All of this. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 massive boxes have just been delivered to my house from TN2. This is basically my stock that was that was in Amazon. I sell these amazing tripods and phone holders. They fit any phone, any compact camera. I'm in love with this product, but from doing this business, I've realized that I'm such a rubbish seller. I can't sell things to save my life. I know how great these tripods are, but I still struggle to sell them. And I just, it's so weird, isn't it? Because it's like I have no passion to sell them, even though there's a lot of money sitting in these boxes right now. This is the, you know, first point of this podcast is that really, actually, do you know what? I'm going to say two things. Number one, try out as many things as possible. And number two is be really aware of what are your strengths and what you're good at and what you love doing. I have never loved selling. I've always been rubbish at making money. I just give stuff for free constantly. And yeah, I just have no passion to do that. But I'm glad I've done this. And even though I need to talk to my accountant because I don't even think I've broken even. I'm probably like in 1 or 2 grand debt. So it's a costly mistake. But I have learned so much from finding a factory to getting the product made to getting designing the packaging, getting a designer on board. And then there's so many things that Amazon do not tell you. And I'm going to make a full YouTube video about this, about all the different things that Amazon don't tell sellers when you sell your product on there. One of them being if your stock is in their warehouse, or the Amazon warehouse, for more than a year, they will charge you a massive fee, or they will send your stock back to you, but you have to pay a lot of money. So right now I've got 14 boxes sent back, and there's about 400 tripods in there, and I had to pay Amazon £296, I think, for them to, yeah, I think it's just under £300, for them to send my own tripods back to me. This is why Amazon are such an amazing, savvy business, because they never, ever lose money on anything. Like, imagine how many people there are like me that send all their stock stupidly to Amazon, and then you have to buy it back. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, but if you want to know more, I will be doing a full YouTube video on this, because I think it's really important to tell people your mistakes. And I understand why a lot of people don't want to share mistakes, because like, you are seen as a failure. I've had people laugh at me going, oh, haha, you've hardly sold any tripods, or you've been doing this for ages, or laughing at me going, why did I order so many? And I just laugh back at them. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm thinking, do you know what? A true entrepreneur wouldn't judge other people like that. And at least I had the guts and the courage to follow through on an idea. I would rather die trying every single idea I've ever had in my life than dying thinking, oh, what if I had tried that idea? What if I had tried that? So please, if you're getting judged by people, if you're in debt from an idea, if you've made a course and no one's bought it, there is no such thing as failure. There is such thing as failure if you don't learn from it. But the reason why this isn't a failure for me is because I've learned so much, and I can now pass on this information to everybody else. So yeah, I will be doing a full YouTube video. If you're not connected on my YouTube channels, please do just search for Mum to Millionaire on YouTube. And that's my channel where I talk a lot more about stuff what I do on this podcast, so real life stuff, and I just say it how it is. I would rather look like a fool and at least one person learns from it. Oh my god. Oh hey, I'll be back in a minute. I need to go drink some water.